It's time for another public service from the Russ Parr Morning Show.
Okay.
Negative thoughts about dating that you need to get rid of right now. Negative thought number one, men just want to date 20-year-olds. Don't think about that. That is a fact.
Yeah. That's a little too young.
Yeah. 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 Men are kind of immature, and it just makes men feel like they're young again. Mm. You can't handle that 20-year-old fella.
Mm. You're going to feel like her dad.
Yes, you better let that go.
Hilarious.
Better let that go. You get your feelings hurt.
Yeah, probably.
And she up there thinking like, oh, yeah, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. You know, she's lying to you.
Right.
Like slipping some money.
And then fool around. She's like, hey, let's go hiking. Yeah. Let's do a marathon.
And you're like, oh, can we get a golf cart?
Right.
Negative thoughts about dating that you need to get rid of. Guys just want to have sex.
That's true.
Maybe in the 20s and 30s.
It's true.
When you
it's
get
true.
Older, it's like, hey, once a week's fine with me, hon. I'm good.
Hilarious.
A bad date is a waste of time. There's no date is a waste of time. Every time you go out on a date, you learn about yourself.
Yeah, but you do waste
your
makeup.
Right there.
You waste occasion. Makeup, you waste clothes, you
it's
waste
It's not a waste.
Shoes.
It's a learning experience.
And mm-hmm. the problem is we equate what a bad date is. We try to figure out what exactly constitutes a bad date. Is that because you didn't get to have sex at the end of the night?
Well, it's or different maybe for just, men and women.
I think. Maybe you just didn't like him and you would have rather been at home watching Netflix.
Negative thoughts about dating that you need to get rid of. There are so many hotter women.
Wait, this is for men?
Yes.
Or is it for women? Like, I'm not supposed to think, oh, there's so many other hotter women than me?
Well, guys kind of think like, I know I could be doing better, but this will
this will do.
Do you? That's awful.
And she's thinking the same thing.
This will work.
I know I could do better.
I'll just,
another negative thought. Dating is exhausting. I've heard so many single people said, God, I wish I were married. I wish I had a relationship because this dating stuff is for the birds.
I actually had fun dating.
Well, no, it's the starting over. Once you've dated somebody for a long time and then it doesn't work, then you got to start all over. You got to find out about them. You got to introduce yourself to them. I think that's
Yeah. It's just the whole process.
Right.
See, but you can't look at it that way. You got to look at it as dating is fun.
The other negative thought, nobody can make me as happy as me.
That's not negative.
No, it's not.
Oh, I
know Albert's laughing.
Because I know what Russ is getting ready.
No,
saying.
I know. We all
say nothing
know
about
it's
you
about
and
you.
Your self-satisfaction thing.
I don't know. Hey, Jesus is my self-satisfying.
Albert, why would you inject Jesus?
Because he wanted to cut that off.
He wanted
to cut off the direction of my humor.
My happiness and my satisfaction comes from Jesus.
Oh, so you're a virgin.
Huh?
Because you're not married.
Another negative thought about dating. I don't have my life together enough. That's a good excuse. You know I really like to move forward in this dating thing with you, but you know what? I need to get me together.
But that's true. I disagree with this list. I think that's true. You do need to get yourself together before you bring somebody else into your catastrophe.
What if you never get yourself together? Does that mean just be lonely?
That's always an excuse. You know what
Listen
it is.
To these two
The other
guys.
Thing is, like, I'm boring. Because you don't always know about this red carpet event or that trendy bar opening. People who know about these things are exhausting, but you're boring. You'd rather stay at home and watch Netflix.
There ain't nothing boring about that.
Yeah.
Because it's Netflix and chill nowadays.
You
so
ain't
that's
lying.
Exciting.
Well.
The other negative thing is rejection sucks. Yes, it does. Yeah. But if you know who you are and you know what you want, then in most cases, nobody will reject you who you didn't already realize you weren't compatible with.
Preach. Wait. What you're saying is don't go soup and Abbott. Stop going for that woman that you know gonna say no. Just like you like hearing no.
No, you can't go in believing like that.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
That's your problem. You think you got a shot at everybody.
Here's what you do. Take a look at her, then look at you.
Look at you.
Then take a look at her, and take
and
a look
at
you.
You.
If the second time, you're looking at you going like, nah, just keep it moving.
Go with that.
Nah, somebody.
Go with that.
Walk away.
Shoot your shot, man.
No,
shoot
don't.
Then you gonna miss out.
Because then the rejection thing kicks in.
You might miss out on your wife or husband.
Oh, Lord.
I don't want nobody who don't
Coming from the two single guys.
Yeah. Negative thoughts about dating. Another public service from the Russ Parr Morning Show.
Lonely.